something Shua. It's Moshe for Isaac and to everybody who was mishtatif and helping bring it together. Everybody for coming and joining us in the sukkah, and to the whole chever who so graciously got the sukkah for us this year. Tremendous sukkah, so tell you have to all of you, you know who you are. Means coming together. It's the Simcha of Achdus Yisrael. And at a time where Sinai Yisrael are trying to make divisions between Klal Yisrael, between us, and painting us out to be mazikim to each other, as opposed to what we know that we are to each other, we're an Achi Samach, an Achi Ezer. It's the closeness which has allowed us to survive all of these years, like the visioner explains, that when Yaakov told his children what will happen, he said, "Hey, Asvu, the Koyach HaAsifa, what the Nikud of Chag HaAsif is." And in this time right now, as we're celebrating the Achdus Yisrael, so our enemies are trying to even strip the last thing which we have from us. And it's a mitzvah rabbah to come together, especially at this time of year, to be mechazik each other, and Dvarim Shabaruchniyim, Torah, and Tefillah, and Achdus B'Yisrael. So it's a tremendous thanks which I have to all of you for coming. And Ish D'Achi of Yomar Chazak, at this time where we need it, and we can smell already. V'Heiricha B'Yiras Hashem. Mashiach Tzidkenu, we should come soon, Mashiach Tzidkenu. So I guess this first Dvar Torah, you could say that it has the shemitz of like a Shabbos morning shir type of a feel to it. Some questions, maybe a little bit of an iyun into a sugya related to the yishpiz of Moshe. Rabbi Nachum probably be the next one. Moshe Rabbeinu, the yishpiz and the Moshe Rabbeinu as he relates to Sukkos and inyun and avodas Hashem, which Moshe exemplified. So we know that the Torah is called Torah Moshe, and Moshe made it. And when we compare or we contrast Moshe Rabbeinu with another well-known tzaddik in the Torah, we have to ask ourselves, why is it that Moshe succeeded and this tzaddik did not? And we're referring to Noach. The sugi between Noach and Moshe, especially as the Ari reveals it based on the Zohar Kaddish, that the MS, Moshe Rabbeinu was the tikkun of Noach. That Noach, he failed in a certain regard, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come, to be misaking that, and to pick it up. But we have to understand this Noach, that the Torah begins with Noach. We have to understand that the kupa which followed the period of the chait of Adam HaRishon, and Cain, and Hevel, and Noach, and how the Torah dedicates an entire parsha to Noach, so that all future generations who just don't make it into Klal Yisrael are called Bnei Noach. That's like the legacy of Noach. Ponder this. The Torah begins by telling us, "Eidah told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'dayraisav, esalakim esalach Noach." Where else do we find in the Torah such a thing like that? That when the Torah introduces one of the great leaders, personalities in the Torah, that as soon as he like emerges onto the scene, the Torah goes on a very big shevach about him. We'll find it by Avraham Avinu, or by Yitzhak, or by Yaakov. Follow their stories throughout Sefer Bereishis. You don't find that by the Shvatim either. So why is that significant to Noach? Chazal tell us in the Medrash, and this is really getting to the Nekuda now, trying to explain this Noach, that he became an Ish HaAdam at the end. Noach Noilad Mohol. Noach was born Gemalt. He already had a bris milah. And apparently that's something which is very important to know about Noach. And the reason why that's so important... Yishmakom, no? The reason why that's so important is because listen to the way that the Torah explains the birth of Noach. Noach is born and the world is waiting for its salvation. Remember, it was a very different world than what we live in now. We're just trying to do away with the Ribbono Shel Olam altogether. People knew there was a Bayir Olam. It was obvious. He was a Vadai. He's still a Vadai. The Torah says that when they saw Noach was born, they said, Zei nachameinu me'itzon yadeinu, that they put all their hopes in Noach. They called him Noach because they felt that Noach was going to be the Mashiach. He was going to rescue the world. Not only was he born in Mohol, Chazal even say that until Noach was born, this is a very, very not well-known fact, that people were born with webbed hands. And Noach was born, he was born with fingers which were separate from each other. And they saw these signs of Noach as simanim, that Noach was destined for greatness. And they said about him, Zei yinachameinu mitzvah yadeinu. They remember the chid of Adam HaRishon, that Adam was created also without having to take off an orla, and Chazal say he was Moshech b'orla, so he was pregnant b'bris. They saw this kiss from Shemayim that Noach was born Mahol, and they put all their hopes in Noach that he would redeem the world. What's the problem with that, though? The problem is that if you're Noach, and you know growing up that the world is relying on you, how hard are you going to work? Because you can get distracted by your destiny. And when you think that your destiny is just going to be, because all the simanim are there and everything is lined up, what ends up happening is that you don't work so hard anymore. And you can blow your destiny. And this is the story of Noach. The story of Noach is the Ilui. He's the person with all the kochos hanafesh. He was going to be the man who was going to make it all happen. But because he saw himself as, this is going to be me, he didn't put in the work to become Noach. The Chazal say that Noach, his name should have been Menachem. And that's why the Pasuk says, we explained going back last year, 2 years ago, Vayishar Ach Noach. What that means is that he remained his life just Noach. Hashem says, I had other letters for you. You can find by Yosef, he became Yehosef, and Avram became Avraham. Hashem says, I had mems for you. But those mems became wasted with the 40 days and the 40 nights of the Mabul. Hashem says, you wasted your mems. And the Mabul came from those mems. And that's why it's called the Mei Noach, because these waters, which were supposed to make Noach into Menachem, they became just Mei Noach. And unless a person is working hard, that he's going up in his avodas Hashem, and he's being amel, and he dedicates himself to growth, gravity will pull him down. And that's really why Noach is called the Ish Hadamah. And the Ish Hadamah means that he became earthly, because unless a person is striving to be a Ben Aliyah, the earth, your afar, afar atah v'la afar tashav, will get the better of you. And it's not that Noach was doing anything wrong. Chazal said that he learned Torah, and Hashem called him a tzaddik, but because he was hoping and he relied on his destiny, what people were saying about him, gravity pulled him back down. And it's not a coincidence that Chazal tell us, Sha'aymi miksas shvacha shal adam befanav. You can only tell a person only miksach shvacho while he's present. When he's not listening, when he's not hearing, so then you can say many things about him. But if he's listening, you can only say miksach shvacho. Because if a person hears all of his shavach, then he'll say, oh, you're going to say, I made it. And what's coming to me is going to come to me. Where do we learn that from? From Noach himself. Because when the Torah begins introducing Noach, the Torah says, It'll tell us Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dayr Esav. But later on, when Hashem is speaking to Noach, he just says tzadik. But isi eschat tzadik lefanei b'dayr Esav. But he doesn't call him a tamim. Just a tzadik. But if you hear that Hashem calls you a tzadik, you say, ah, Hashem holds me a tzadik. But that's like a michshol that Hashem puts in front of a person. How are you going to respond if I call you a tzaddik? If the Chayza said, that if Hashem Yisbarach would come and say to me, Yaakov Yitzchak, you're a tzaddik, I would believe him. But the very next second I would not. I would say I'm a rasha. For that moment I was a tzaddik. That I have to believe Hashem. Hashem is emes. Baruch emes v'kayam la'ad. But the very next second I would say, Yaakov Yitzchak, you're a rasha. Don't get caught up with who you think you are. Masha Enkin Avram Avinu, which Chazal say, Ilu Hayu B'Doyer Shel Avram, he would have been Nechshav L'Klum. Because we find in Parshas Vayera that Hashem says, and Avram is listening, when the Malachim going to stone, and Avram is pleading on behalf, HaMechasan Mi Avram, how can I hide myself from Avram? V'Avram Hayu Yihye L'Goy Godl V'Otzim V'Nivrich L'Bay Kol Mishpachoy Sa'adama. And Hashem already had said many things about Avinu, that you're going to be great, many nations are going to come from you. And what's Avram's response when he hears that Hashem says about him, Avram, you're the greatest. Avram Avinu, there was never anybody like you. It's there, in the sugi of stone, that Avram Avinu turns to Hashem and he says, V'anechi ofer ve'efer. I'm a nothing, I'm a garnished. That's how Avram responded to the Shem. And this is perhaps the accusations that the Shvatim had against Yosef. Because Yosef was given the Ksonis Pasim, and he was just a Nar. And he was taught the Torahs, the special Torahs of Shein Ve'iver, and all the Seidus HaTorah, the Rabbeinu Bechayas, he taught Yosef the secret of the Chaf Beis Osios, which Yaakov learned in the dream by the Sulam, Vayishkav, Vamakam Hazeh. The Zohar says, Vayishkav, Yesh Chaf Beis Osios. That Yaakov was oimin on a whole new parsha in Pnimi Satari when he came. Much more than he learned in 14 years in Sheva Ever, he learned in that one moment when he lied down to sleep in the Makam HaMikdash. And he gave that Torah to Yosef. And what do we see about Yosef? He's Masalsal Basarai. He's playing with his hair and with his eyes. B'chule, b'chule. So the Sfarshtim are saying, not that they perhaps disagreed with the fact that Yosef was chosen, but they said, you're not going to get anywhere if you just think that because you're being favored, you're being shown all these brachas and all these matanas, if you're not going to work hard, nothing's going to become of you. And they wrote him off. They saw him as just a person who was a dreamer, but not participating in building his own growth. He was a spectator. He was watching himself eventually grow into the role that he would be the person who would save the world. But their taina on Yosef was that you could be. You could be the chosen one, but you have to work. You can't allow the fact that you may know something which will happen in the future to predict the outcome, because it may not happen, and we know that from Noach. And in fact, we know that the neshama of Noach and the neshama of Yosef also go together, as I state in Sefer Svarim HaGegulim. This idea that a person can know that great things are going to happen, yet at the same time, he has to work very hard to ensure that it will happen, we find by Mordechai and the Nes of Purim. The Torah says, the Megillah says, U'Mordechai yada es kol asher nasa. Mordechai knew everything which happened. And the simple understanding is that he was told, B'chalom, B'ruach HaKodesh, the conversation which took place between Achashverosh and Haman. He knew. It was a huge secret. Nobody knew what was going on. That's not the only pshat of Mordechai Yad, it's called Asher Nasa. Says the Degel Yehuda, the name is Svasemes, Oid Yeshleimar, Sheyeda Sheginatzlu. He knew that there would be a Yeshua. He didn't just know the problem. He knew that there would actually be a Yeshua. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Moidia LaTzadik Sheyisrael Yivashu. Hashem always tells the tzadikim with whether there will be or there will not be Yeshua. And Hashem came to Mordechai and he told him there will be a Yeshua. V'afal pichim, but nevertheless, hayomam shech lespala. He didn't stop davening. Ki ilu ena yodeh. He made himself as if he didn't know what would happen. And that's why the pasuk says, "Mordechai yadas kol hashanasa." Mordechai knew that there would be Yeshua. Va'yikre Mordechai es begadav. Yet he still tore his clothes. Va'yulbash sak va'ifre, and he put on sak va'ifre. You can't allow the fact that you know that you're destined to be the goyal to sit back and to say, "I don't have to work hard anymore." These two things are not in steer with each other. And it's not a coincidence that Purim is called Al Shem Paraduma. Purim is Gematria Paraduma. And we go from the Nes of Purim straight to reading the Parsha of Parah right afterwards, as Yeri explains. Because the whole secret of Paraduma is that Toher and Tameh, they're not in steer with each other. Even though a person knows that he's a Tahar and that he's been chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can make himself a Tameh and have to work very hard as if he's not Roy Lekach. Mordechai understood the secret of Paraduma, of that which the Torah says, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'yikcha elecha Paraduma, I'm giving you only Paraduma." Moshe is given the secret of Paraduma. And Mordechai, who's the Nitzitz of Moshe, as we know, but the Medrash explains that Elio was in a Behala, and he came calling out to the Avos, "There's a big tzara down there." And they said, "No, we can't help you." So he turns to Moshe, and Moshe says, "Is there anybody down there who could do anything?" He says, "There's a Mordechai. If that's the case, Ani milamala u'Mordechai milamata, together we'll be mevatel b'gzeira." Mordechai understood the secret of Paraduma because he was connected in his Shairish to Moshe Rabbeinu, which Hashem says, "V'yikhoi lecha Paraduma, I'm giving you the secret of Paraduma." Moshe has that koyach, and Mordechai had that koyach. And that's why here in the pasuk it says, "Vayilbash sak va'efer." Mordechai yadas kol hashanasa. He knew that there would be Yeshua. Nevertheless, he was kareya. Why is that? "Vayilbash sak va'efer." He wore the efer para. He was connected to the efer of the paraduma. In the same way that Avram Avinu was, Hashem says to Avram, "You're going to be hayo yihye l'goy gadol. You are my person in this world." What does it say? "Vanoichi ofer va'efer." What does Chazal say? "Ofer va'efer." Efer, zu efer paraduma. That's the sugya where you find paraduma. Because paraduma means that a person doesn't get caught up in his destiny and he's still willing to put in the hard work. And with this yediya, Mordechai is able to be misaken the pagam of Noach. As we know that the whole nes of Purim really is a tikkun to the fact that Noach, after the mabul, he goes ahead and he intoxicates himself and he becomes drunk and he makes a big kilkel. And the Torah says, "Vayikatz Noach miyeno," that he woke up from his yain, "Vayeda es kol asher asa lo b'nei hakatan." That the Mordechai yod es kol asher nasa is misaking the "Vayeda es asher asa." And notice how interesting is it that it was Noach that he was misgoy in the fact that he was born mahal. That he saw that as being his sign that I'm going to be the Goyal because I was born Mahal. It's up to me now to be Masakin the Pagam and the Eitz Hadas and the Pagam that Adam Arishon had. Vayeda Adam Eschave Ishto. The Ari explains that he took his wife before the Zman. It wasn't Friday night. It was still Friday afternoon. And he was pugging in what's called Vayeda Adam Eschave Ishto. That he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He was caught up in what's called in the Sarmak Doshin the idea of what will be. And Mordechai comes along, Mordechai yadas kol hashanasa. He's going to work. He corrects the fact that Noach, that he drunk so much that he became adol yada. And that's really what it means to drink adol yada. You may know that there's a yediyah, but you need to drink adol yada until you have no idea that there's a yediyah. You have to make yourself as if you don't know how great you are or how great you're going to be. It doesn't excuse a person from having to work, and it's not a steer. That's what paraduma means. Where do you see this Nakuda by Moshe Rabbeinu, though? As we come to the Shpiz of Moshe. Noach was born Mahal. Moshe was also born Mahal. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says when he was born, Vatera Oisei Kitoifu, almost the whole house was lit up with light. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, "I'm going to be the Goyal." And he perhaps even knew who was going to be the Goyal. But from the very beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, from the very onset of his entry into this world, Amram Yocheved made a huge difference in the life of Moshe, and they impressed upon him with the following act, what will distinguish Moshe from Noach. Listen to the words of the Ramam Yupana. And right away when you hear this, you're gonna understand the connection to Purim. The Torah says, and he's going, this is actually, even these first remarks are fascinating, that after Moshe Rabbeinu was born and she saw that the house was lit up, she quickly buried him. She put him away, she hid him. Why? This is in itself could be a shmooze. She didn't want that Moshe's zechus should prevent Chorban Beis HaMikdash, so that Hashem should be Sheifei Charan Apol Eisim Avanu. Because if Moshe, if this light would be Nisgalda, then Hashem wouldn't be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But now that she hid Moshe away, the Beis HaMikdash would be able to be destroyed. It's a Pella. But then listen to what he says after that. This is what we're focusing on. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on what day? Zayin Adar. Now, if Moshe would have had a bris, it would be on what day? Yud Dalet Adar. But Moshe didn't need a bris, right? Says the Ramam Yupano, would be Yud Dalet Adar he tifu mimenu dam bris. Moshe Rabbeinu was given hatafas dam bris. It's halach and Shulchan Aruch. Reish Samach Gimel on Yerodea. That if a Jewish boy is born already mohel, which is like almost, it never happens. The Moilim say, Mamish never happens, that's such a thing. That it should be completely, that it shouldn't be an Arla Kvusha. Usually we find when children are born, they may have like a Chatzi Mila, but like a Mamish, a whole Mila, it's Kemat never happens. Moshe Rabbeinu had that. And the Halacha is, we Paskin, requires a toughest Dam Bris. And that took place when? On Yud Aled Adar. Now, Sisson to Ramar Pano. But Yud Aled Adar, he tifu mimenu Dam Bris, lahashbis oyev bimei Mordechai v'yester. That the schus of the whole Hatzalah of the Yidden in the times of Mordechai and Esther was because of Hatafas Dam Bris, the Dam of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the connection? But you know what Hatafas Dam Bris represents? It's the message that you give over to your young child, Moshe Rabbeinu. Just because you're Noilan Mohol doesn't mean that everything's going to be okay. You have to work. You have to put in the effort. You have to mull yourself. Can't just think that because you're mohol that everything's going to work out for you. And that was what Mordechai represented as a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai said, I know what's going to happen. I know I'm going to be the goyel. And I know Esther's going to be the goyel. But I have to work hard. That's the hatafas dam bris. It actually goes very nice because the Medrash says in that whole discussion between Eliyahu and Moshe, Eliyahu says to Moshe, we got to rise up and to rescind this gezeirah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, wait a second. Tell me the facts. Is this gezeirah written in tit? Is it chasim b'tit or chasim b'dam? So he says, let me go see. It's chasim b'tit. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, if it's chasim b'tit, then we can do something about it. Because if it would be chasim in dam, I wouldn't be able to do anything about it. What was the havamina? What's the maskana? Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by Eliyahu HaNavi, in what schus was it not taka chasim b'dam? Because of the hatafas dam bris of you, that's why it's not chasim b'dam. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is the gayel behind the scenes of this whole sugya. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's hatafas dam bris, the message that Mordechai connected to, which is even if you're mohol, you still have to work. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to Mordechai. And there's a nice remiss to this because it says that Haman wanted to exterminate Lahashmid is Kola Yehudim, Nar Bezakin, Taf Vinashim Biyomechad. Taf. Taf. That he wanted to get rid of the Taf, but it was the Hatafas Dam Bris which stood up against Haman HaRasha. It could be that this is the third wall which has to be a Tefach, which is Meram is on Hatafas Dam Bris, because the word Tefach is Tafches, which is the eighth day you do Hatafas Dam Bris. But what that means about a Sukkah Shalim. What that means for us, just practically. is that we're watching events unfold in front of our eyes in this tkufa of world history, which is unprecedented, and we can already hear Mashiach's footsteps. And we can respond in one of two ways. One response will be to say, listen, it's a process which is unfolding. Like, we see the writing on the wall. And we're just asking ourselves, is it going to be this Sukkot? Is it going to be Hanukkah time? Is it going to be this year? For sure, by Pesach. That's how we think, and that's how it's being broadcasted on, let's say, Jewish news. Like, this tzaddik said 9 months it's going to be, you know, it's going to happen this. And we see how it repeats itself over and again. It's not true. Every time somebody makes a prediction, Hashem Yisrael says, every time you make a prediction, I'm going to show you that you have no idea what's going on. He says that, yeah?
Okay. Anytime someone tells you Mashiach's going to come in such and such a time, you can guarantee he's not
going to come then. Hashem. Mekayim. Yeah. Because what happens is that we can be the spectator and we can watch it, or we can actually be part of the process of making it happen. The person has to ask himself, it says about Tamil Chacham is a person that he may know that he's great, he may know that he has a destiny and a role to play, but it doesn't say, okay, I see that it's happening, it's Hashem's world, it's Hashem's show, just let it happen already, it will happen when it will happen. No. The person has to say that I see that that things are happening. I have to work harder now. I have to make sure that it doesn't fail, that it's not botched up. Who's to say that it's for sure going to happen? And even Mordechai, he knew Vavla was going to happen. He said, I'm still going to work. That's what Paraduma means. And Hashem's going to be Matan of the world with Paraduma. But the Paraduma, which is the real Paraduma, not what you see on the news that we found the red heifer somewhere in Colombia or over here, over there. That's not the real Paraduma. The real Paraduma is a musug. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'yikhu elecha paraduma," he didn't say, I'm being makne you a red calf. That's not what he meant when he said, I'm giving you paraduma. He said, I'm giving you a hasaga. I'm giving you a yediya. And how this world runs is that don't rely on me. I'm relying on you. A yid has to know that it's Hashem's world and everything is biyediya, but that a person has to work. And Noach was the tzaddik, and it says, "Imru tzaddik kitoiv." He's satisfied with good. That he'll do good things and he'll do what he needs to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not say that. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, "Uvacharta to b'chayim." Don't get caught up in the lat achev and misapeches, which makes a tzaddik think that it's going to happen anyways, and you're so great. Don't worry, your destiny will carry out. And Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, "Uvacharta to b'chayim." You have to search for the ikker. And he told the meraglim who were great tzaddikim, "Go into Eretz Yisrael, hayesh ba'etz and mayim." You have to search for the chayim, the raza the chayim. Beyond toiv. Don't just be satisfied with your lot or what you think is going to happen. A person has to strive for greatness and to work hard and to do and to accomplish things for Hashem, because Hashem says, I'm counting on you. And that Havana of Hashem's Achdus is the real paraduma which will be matar this world from Tumas Meis. As it says, Vani Ave Ruach Tumim Min Haaretz, it's this Havana of paraduma that everything is riding on. So we have to ask ourselves, do we want to be spectators in the process, or do we want to be builders of the process? And like a gathering like this, it's not like for fun, like you come to a tish and it's fun and we schmooze and we talk, and this is an avoida, like we're working here. We're coming, we'll be part of this. It's geschmack too. There's a dvekis in this, but we're working. This is working. This is part of how we work. Hey asvu v'yagidu lachem. Hashem says, you want to bring the geula? Hey asvu. Share the Torah, daven, sing together. We're not being spectators. We're building. We have to see ourselves as always, always, always being builders. That's what it means. Noach was mamin ve'eno mamin. He believed what would happen, but he wasn't mamin enough to know that he had to work and to be a part of the process. B'shvili nevel means we have a chayav, we have an achrayas to build for Hashem Yisbarach. B'shvizeicha to always recognize as every day to be a ben aliyah. And if we follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, he could have said, it's going to happen anyways, but he didn't. And because he didn't say that, he became the Isha Elokim, whereas Noach, he sat back and he became the Isha Adama. And gravity pulled him down. We should be Zaycha to be Mekabel to Meshach Tzidkenu, to be Zaycha to the Paraduma, to be Torah, to be the Aretz. Yes, they all said, I can hear everything.
Amen.